ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling that ICE raids in California can go forward. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
This is a big win for President Trump and his administration's aggressive immigration enforcement tactics. The Supreme Court lifting restrictions on ICE agents operating in California, allowing them to target, stop, and detain people based solely on their race, the fact that they speak Spanish, where they gather, or what type of work they do. Factors that a lower court judge had deemed unconstitutional. The Fourth Amendment, of course, protects against unlawful searches and seizures.
The White House is denying that the sexually suggestive letter and drawing allegedly sent from Donald Trump to Jeffrey Epstein 22 years ago was done by Trump. The House Oversight Committee released it last night. The Israeli military is urging a full evacuation of Gaza City ahead of its planned expanded offensive. Hundreds of thousands of people say they have nowhere else to go. Hundreds are staging a sit-in. This is ABC News. Rain expected in Northern California into the Northwest could bring some relief to firefighters battling wildfires outside San Diego. A small but destructive brush fire also burned six homes and left two people injured.
A massive firefighting response to a fast-moving blaze erupting out of the brush in Lakeside, northeast of San Diego.
Multiple structures involved. From his vantage point, it's spotting way out ahead.
Families in the area told to evacuate. Multiple structures engulfed. Firefighters stopping forward progress on the fire after about an hour, but the damage was already done. CAL FIRE saying structures were destroyed.
ABC's Melissa Adan in Los Angeles. A decade-long slide in high schoolers' reading and math performance persisted during the COVID pandemic, with 12th grader scores dropping to their lowest level in more than 20 years, according to results released Tuesday from an exam known as the Nation's Report Card. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Terry Barr in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. A state panel reviewing David Bintz's claim for more than $2 million after his conviction for the 1987 murder of Sandra Lyson is overturned. There is no decision at this time. There's a similar claim by his brother Robert Bintz that also has not been decided. The Bintzes were convicted back in 2000 for Lyson's murder. DNA testing of another suspect, William Hendricks, led to their convictions being overturned last year. Meantime, within the last year, a new program added an alert specifically for missing kids, and we now know it's helped save children in our area. Melissa Kay has all the numbers.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is raising awareness on Wisconsin's missing child alerts. For a little over a year now, they have expanded options to alert the public to missing children. This is different from an Amber Alert, which requires that the missing child be in danger of serious bodily harm or death. Since the first missing child alert was sent in August of 2024, a total of 17 alerts were issued for 14 children. During the same time frame, 4 Amber Alerts were issued for 5 children.
And a unique piece of Packers merchandise is for sale, and it's just in time for Thursday night football and what's being called the winter warning at Lambeau Field. The Pro Shop has white cheese heads, no yellow, specially made for this game. Green Bay will be wearing its whiteout uniforms and matching white helmets when they play Washington in the primetime matchup. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand, anytime, at WGBW.fm. I'm Terry Barr, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers head for Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a road game Saturday against number 19th ranked Alabama, kickoff 11 a.m. So how do the players feel about taking on the Crimson Tide? Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
There's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there. And to go to Alabama to play in front of that crowd, to go down there to play, you know, in the SEC country. I think that there's not a guy within our program that isn't say that's one of the reasons why they're here.
NFL, a short week for the Packers. They host the Commanders Thursday night. Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed dealing with a stress fracture in his left foot. I asked how he was doing after Sunday's game against the Lions.
It feels great to win. I'm definitely hurting a little bit, but you know, thank God we got some time to recover. Put my foot in some ice and I'll feel better.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A beautiful September day on tap with mostly sunny skies with a high near 75. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, just an isolated shower possible, a low of 58. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine again, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand, laying in a traveling band. Listen. somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them the timeless hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Who are your customers? Right now, you found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.FM and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.FM, then advertise.
Leroy Brown. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop the hanging of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
DACCAP is proposing an increase in fees for livestock yards, dealers, and haulers. But what exactly will these increased fees be affecting? I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Kurt Larson, the president and CEO of Equity Livestock, is here to share who the Chapter 10 fee increases would affect.
There's ATCP 10, and you know, 10 governs a lot of registrations for deer farms and fish farms, but it also has the certificates of veterinary inspection, also known as health papers. So for animals crossing a state line or going to shows, that's going to affect those types of individuals. And then if anybody's a facility that where they get a brucellosis or tuberculosis free certification, those are in that part. And again, that the health papers do affect what we do.
Kurt Larson, the president and CEO of Equity Livestock, joining us. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at how the markets finished yesterday right after this.
REFA, it's not a government agency, it's not a developer, and it's not your cousin's friend who knows a guy. It's the Renewable Energy Farmers of America, an association of farmers and ranchers dedicated to helping landowners navigate renewable energy decisions. Whether you already host a project or are considering one, REFA membership gives you the resources and support to make the right decisions for your land and legacy. See what REFA is and what it's not at renewableenergyfarmers.org.
We want Metzen! We want Metzen!
There's a full house in the stands tonight, and it sounds like they're demanding higher milk fat and lower feed costs.
These fans know that growing Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans for dairy rations can help producers increase milk fat production without increasing feed costs.
For dairy farmers, it's Plenish soybeans for the winning return on investment.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/feedplenish.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's look at how the markets closed yesterday. Cash and new crop corn closed up 3 3/4 at 421 3/4, and cash and new crop soybeans closed up 6 3/4 at 1033 3/4. December wheat closed up 4.5 at 523 3/4. 40-pound blocks of cheese are up a half a penny at 169.5. And butter gained a quarter of a penny at 202.5. Make sure to stay up to date on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com or by finding it on your app store. Giving you a look at the markets this morning from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A beautiful September day on tap with mostly sunny skies with a high near 75. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, just an isolated shower possible, a low of 58. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine again, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
WGBW. It's been a
give me everything. So why on earth should I?
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. If you're just tuning in, Connie Feldman has joined the morning ranks here. News, Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Now, we had some technical difficulties earlier, and so nobody heard me talking to you, Connie Feldman, and our welcome aboard. How are you?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Oh, gee, here we go. Here we go.
Good morning, Dan.
Good
Glad
morning.
To be here.
It's great to have you here, Connie. It really is. We did the whole introduction thing half an hour ago.
It was so great.
But some buttons were pushed that shouldn't have been.
Ah.
And I'm blaming you.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah, I'll take it.
Even though
I'm the new guy,
you don't have any buttons in front of you.
No, but I have buttons to push, and don't you dare.
Well, Connie Feldman is here, and she's going to take over news and keep it very local, aren't you?
Absolutely. Green Bay News. I'm all about it.
And you're going out for a walk with the mayor later.
I am. I'm going to join the mayor later today, tell you more about why he's doing these walks and how you can join us.
Well, listen, my knees are shot, so you do the walking
I'll
for us.
I'll do the walk, Dan.
Okay.
I'll bring you back the report.
Seriously, you're the same Connie Feldman that we've seen on Green Bay TV doing news for years.
Yeah, I've been around for a while.
Well, you don't want to put it that way.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Dan. I love the hair and makeup routine of radio. Nice.
I get your drift. So, very good. Well, welcome aboard, and
we're
thrilled to have you here at 97.9 WGBW.
Thanks, Dan. So glad to be here.
Connie Feldman, one of the good ones, and you'll be hearing a lot from her as time goes on here on WGBW.
The power of friendship has spawned a memorable baseball season in Milwaukee. When you choose to work with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the relationship is more than what feels like having a friend. Pella honors trust and commitment on your behalf, before, during, and after the sale. And with this month's incredible deal, Gina Della from Pella is here to share why you shouldn't wait to order new windows and doors.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 60 months. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 9/30/2025.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Inside Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Inside Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Don't miss your chance to see Secret Seuss at the Neville Public Museum. This creative exhibit features a collection that consists of original character illustrations created by Dr. Seuss, as well as a collection of his unorthodox taxidermy. There are also bronze sculptures of some of his most famous characters. The exhibit is only around until October 5th. For pricing and more information, including the museum's hours of operation, go to NevillePublicMuseum.org. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
If you're looking for an opportunity to be heard by the city, One has just presented itself. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Monday, September 15th, from 6 till 7 p.m. at Titletown Brewing, you can stop by and chat about what's on your mind with Green Bay City District 7 Council Member and Alderman Alyssa Prophet. This is a new approach for her to get to know her neighbors, and she's eager to listen, learn, and hopefully act on your behalf. Check it out by heading to WGBW.fm and clicking events.
I lost that love before, got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue. I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control.
You touch my very soul. You always show me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
baby.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Be listening this afternoon. You'll have a chance to win tickets to attend The Play That Goes Wrong, which features, maybe even stars, WGBW's Eric Westfall, our afternoon guy. Eric's got the keywords that you can text in to win those tickets. So be listening this afternoon, said Dan, repeating himself. On 97.9 WGBW.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Thank you.
Connie Feldman steps in with local WGBW news right after ABC News. Sports on the way, weather, and a timeless commercial about 8:15. All ahead on 97.9.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. Take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, in a trick in a book, and I'll be
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump denying a letter and drawing attributed to him from so-called birthday book presented to convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein on the occasion of Epstein's 50th birthday. It was released by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee last night. The U.S. Supreme Court giving immigration agents the okay to resume raids in Los Angeles and saying pulling people over based on their race, accent, or line of work is legal.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor dissenting, writing, "We should not have to live in a country where the government can seize anyone who looks Latino, speaks Spanish, and appears to work a low-wage job." But Justice Brett Kavanaugh saying such factors taken together can constitute at least reasonable suspicion of illegal presence in the United States.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. The Israeli military urging a full evacuation of Gaza City ahead of the planned offensive. Ukrainian President Zelensky says a bomb attack in eastern Ukraine killed 21 people, pensioners, waiting for their checks. This is ABC News. The Prime Minister of Nepal